Ramayana Masam, a month dedicated to Sri Ram. The Vishala Hindu Sammelan held in Kochi in 1982 called upon the people of Kerala to revive the observance of Ramayana Masam during Karkidakam. Karkidakam, the month in the Malayalam almanac, coincides with June to July, the months of rainy monsoon. So, Keralites called it Panja Karkidakam. Panjam means famine. In the old days, due to the heavy downpour during Karkidakam, people did not have work and income, and the whole economic and social life came to a standstill. Because Kerala's entire economy depended on agriculture. In those days, even food was a big question mark. But the people were utilizing the time, not wasting for sleeping. They opted to read Ramayana during the whole Malayalam month. They made it a point to read the whole text within the whole month. So, it was called Ramayana Masam, meaning Ramayana month. Grandmothers used to read the text while the entire family sat around her. She used to explain the stories in detail. The session prolonged until the children fell asleep. They were getting a hearty familiarization with the Ramayana tree. They learnt who is who in the country's epic, the first poetic text in the entire world. But, gradually, Kerala's economy underwent sea changes. A new economic and social system came up in Kerala. The state ceased to be an agro-oriented economy. The changes in economic system brought changes in social and cultural life. Then came the influence of communism in the social and political life of the state. As atheism was the backbone of communism, people gradually moved away from reading Ramayanam. During Karkidakam, only a microscopic number of houses retained the texts of Ramayana. Others discarded it gradually. A negligible number of people continued reading it during Karkidakam. That, too, was in the evening or night compared to the olden days when the reading took place during the whole day. Deriding Hindu God. It was a deviation from the tradition and culture. Social and religious leaders did not bother, let alone the politicians. They, politicians, did not need it, as they needed only votes. Ramayana was not necessary for obtaining votes. The political leaders, especially, communists and Congress leaders, enjoyed questioning the genuineness of the Ramayana story and the birth of Rama. Ek Nenar, the CPM leader and former CM of the state, once asked if Rama had even taken birth. But April 1982 brought an incredible change in the social fabric in connection with Ramayana. Then started a new era where Ramayana took center stage of social life, thanks to the declaration made as a part of the Vishal Hindu Sammelan in Kochi. It was organized by Bhaskar Raoji, the legendary Kerala Prant Pracharak of RSS and senior leaders P. Madhavji, P. Parameshwarji, Ranga Hariji and retired district judge A.R. Srinivasan. It was a historic incident in the cultural and social history of the state. Representatives of various Hindu communities participated in the delegates' session, which called upon the Keralites to revive Ramayana Masam during Karkidakam. The public meeting, attended by thousands of people, was addressed by Swami Chinmayananda, Swami Vishveshwara Tirtha, the then RSS Sahasar Karyawar Prof. Rajendra Singh aka Rajju Baya, Sarsang Chalak from 2000 to 2009, and Dr. Karan Singh. The entire RSS machinery in the state worked hard for the success of the conference. Hindukkal Naam Ona, We Hindus Are One, was the theme song for the conference. Reviving Ramayana Month. The call for Ramayana Month created enthusiastic waves among Hindus in the state. Thereafter, Ramayana Month became a golden part of Kerala's social life. All temples started to observe it. Rendering Ramayana verses thrilled the Hindu houses. Even Christian institutions have started to observe it in their premises. Publishers started to compete each other in bringing out Ramayana copies every year. The competition was not confined to the volumes of sales alone, but also in price, layout, font, etc. This Ramayana revolution gave a new rejuvenation to the Hindu community. They started to return to their basics. They started to nurture their lost tradition. They learnt who is who in Ramayana. They came to know that Ayodhya was the divine city for them, and a Ram temple was an essential must there. Ramayana programs in the temples taught them to forget the caste differences and to convince themselves that they are one. Scholars meet, the narration of Ramayana stories in public programs, quiz competitions, singing the Ramayana songs, seminars, discussions, series of speeches, etc., became part and parcel of the observance. Ramayana became a social textbook. Interestingly, the Vigneshwara Homam, a traditional ritual for the beginning of noble activities, was led by the most respected Paravur Sridharan Tantrikal, a follower of Sri Narayana Gurudev order. He was the chief priest, and he was aided by the famous traditional priest Surya Kalati Suryam Bhattathiripad. Knowledgeable sources have told this correspondent that Sridharan Tantrikal's name for this auspicious role was suggested by no less a person than K. Bhaskar Raoji. The modalities of the observance of Ramayana month were designed by the Vishal Hindu Sammelan Executive Committee, presided by A.R. Srinivasan, which met at Kochi on June 6, 1982. The meeting also called on to celebrate the birthdays of Sri Narayana Gurudev, Chatambi Swamikal and Mahatma Ayyankalip. They called it Acharya Train. The propagation of observance of Ramayana month was not a bed of roses. Communists and their Purogama Kalasahitya Sangham, Progressive Arts and Literature Organization, left no stone unturned to kill the new move. They told, not Ramayana but Ravanena was to be observed. They published articles degrading Rama, Sita, etc. A series of speeches were conducted to oppose Ramayana month tooth and nail. Marxist ideologue M. Nambuthiripad was there among them. But, Hindu leadership led by Madhavji and Parameshwarji resisted it lock, stock and barrel. Now, Ramayana month has become a reality, an undisputed fact. It is a part of Kerala's social life. End topics, Ramayana month Vigneshwara Homam Sri Narayana Gurudev Ramayana Revolution Karkidakam Vishal Hindu Sammelan.